good to see everybody here. Appreciate the Lord's goodness to us. I'd like to share a little bit of a recent dream that I had. I've gotten a lot of thoughts out of it, a lot of good out of it. But I'd like to share it with us this morning. In this dream, there was a battle about ready to take place, and two different uniforms, two different sides, and it was right on the verge of happening, and I wasn't quite ready. First I was looking for a position. And in one place I got close, that I could see an enemy soldier not very far away. And I thought, you know, this ain't going to work. So once the battle starts, he'll just go over there and shoot me, you know. I'm right there close. So that didn't work, and then I was looking more, and then I got into another position, and I could see there was enemy soldiers up high. They were high, and I was down low, and I felt like I was an easy target there. So I thought, well, this ain't going to work. And so I was having a hard time finding, I know one time I was behind a wall, and I thought, this ain't going to work either. These bullets are going to come right through this sheetrock. You know, it's not a good place to be. So I had quite a time trying to find a position. And another thing that happened was I wasn't armed. I didn't have a weapon in hand. And I said, do you all have any weapons? They handed me a BB gun. And when I held it up, the BB started falling out of the end of the barrel. I thought, this ain't going to work. And I knew I had a weapon, but I didn't have it with me. And the battle was just right there on the tip of verge of starting. And I didn't know if I could get to it or not. So I kept trying to get to it. And finally everything worked out. I got my weapon and I found a good position. And, you know, I was situated where the enemy would come around the corner, and it was like, boy, he doesn't know what's going to hit him when he comes around that corner. But I thought about, you know, the scriptures liken our spiritual warfare to a literal battle, and we can gain some parallels. And one of them I wanted to mention, I feel like the you know, in my dream, it was like I could see the enemy at a distance, the trucks moving into position, and people were just getting ready. The battle was just on the verge of engaging. And then to not be ready was a difficult thing. But I want to... There's different scriptures that came to my mind that I want us to look at. Proverbs, the 22nd chapter. Proverbs 22 and the 24th verse. He says, make no friendship with an angry man, and with the furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. Now, when I was there in that position the first time, when I saw an enemy soldier not very far from me, in fact, I made eye contact with the guy. That's the scripture that came to me. It says, make no friendship. We've got to know who's on our side. We can't be friends with the enemy. We can't get too close to the enemy, because it puts us in a position of vulnerability and it gives access. He said, make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul. In the battle, a snare, a trap that would do us harm and detriment. Also, another scripture in the book of James, the fourth chapter. James, the fourth chapter, and the fourth verse. He said, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. You know, we got to be careful of who we make alliances and friendships with. We want them to have the same uniform. We want them to be on the same side. We want them to be somebody that will watch our back and to be there and to help us. But he said, the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So we've got to be careful of who we befriend and are comrades with, that God would help us in the battle. Another scripture, I wanted to get these thoughts here are pretty critical. Our position. I don't know if I've ever really thought this that much of this before, but this thought of being positioned, I was looking for a position, a place to get, that would be a place of safety and protection, that would be a place of help and strength. If you don't have a good position, then you become vulnerable. You become a target. You become an open prey for the enemy. And we do have an enemy this morning that's after us. We have an enemy that's trying to destroy us. And it's very, I believe, very vital in our spiritual lives that we're in a good position, that we place ourselves in a good position for our benefit, our strength, and our welfare. You know, if you're at the wrong place at the wrong time, being at the wrong place at the wrong time could have some big consequences. Position in warfare is tremendous. It's a tremendous edge. If you're in a good position, you've got a tremendous advantage of being victorious and overcoming. But if you're in a bad position, and you don't have a place. Now I want to get another scripture here on this. Isaiah, the 33rd chapter. Isaiah 33. In verse 15. He says, he that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly. He that walketh righteously and speaketh uprightly, he that despiseth the gain of oppressions, that shaketh his hands from holding of bribes, that stoppeth his ears from hearing of blood, and shutteth his eyes from seeing evil. Now listen to what it says. It says, he shall dwell on high. His place of defense shall be the munitions of rocks. Bread shall be given him, his water shall be sure. If we walk righteously, if we do what we know is right, if we follow the right path and the right course, if we speak uprightly, if we speak words of truth, words of honesty, words of uprightness, it says, he shall dwell on high, his place of defense shall be the munition of rocks. And I believe that's a safe place for us spiritually. If we do these things, there's a safe place for us to be able to dwell, that God would help us in the battles to dwell securely and to be victorious and to help us to be able to overcome. Now, there's another scripture that talked about hailstones shall sweep away the refuge of lives. Some people that live by deceit, they live by dishonesty, they live by not telling the truth. There's going to become a time when that refuge is going to fail them. There's going to come a time when that place of that they're trusting in of falsity is going to be laid bare. But if we'll do right, if we'll live righteous, and that's what righteously to me is doing the right thing. Living right, being honest, being upright. That's a place, that's a good position. And that's what we want to live. That's what we want to be, in a good position. When the battle starts, when the battle begins to start and is waging, we want to be able to have ourselves in a good position. Another scripture in 2 Corinthians 6 and 7, it mentions the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. So doing the right thing, living righteously before God, is an armor. It's a protection to us. It's a help to us in the battle. And then also I wanted to bring the thought that we need to draw nigh to God. You know, the closer that we can get to God and position ourselves close to God, the better off we can be. And that comes through spending time in prayer. Spending time in the Scripture, studying. Giving ourselves to God. Doing what we can to draw nigh. He said, if we draw nigh to God, He will draw nigh to us. The closer we can position ourselves to God, the closer, the better off we will be. So position is very important. And I wanted to get another thought here that was stood out to me. You know, when they handed me that BB gun, I said, what's this? What's this going to do? Also, in my dream, I saw a whole section of soldiers with bows and arrows. In this century that we live in, bows and arrows is not a very good, it's not a very good weapon. But there they were. They were there with their bows and arrows. When those tanks and trucks came by, they were ready to shoot their bows and arrows. It wasn't very profitable or beneficial. Lord, help us today to be able to have 1 Peter 4 and 1. He said, arm yourselves. Let me get that scripture real quick. 1 Peter 4 and 1. He said, for as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Arm yourselves. Be armed. We have an adversary. We have a battle. We have things in front of us. Be armed. Be ready. Be on guard. Be on our watch. Be in a place of, sad to say, in my dream, I wasn't ready at first. I got ready, but I kept wondering in the back of my mind, do I have the time? Because things were unfolding so quickly. Do I have the time? Lord, help us today to be ready. He said, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind, for he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. You know, we need to recognize in the Christian life there's going to be difficulties. There's going to be hardships. There's going to be sometimes persecution. There's going to be people that laugh, people that make fun. And he said, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. Recognize these things are going to happen in our life. Recognize there's going to be some battles. Recognize there's going to be some conflicts that are taking place and happening that involve us. Arm yourselves. Arm ourselves with that mind. Recognizing. Another scripture I wanted to turn to is 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. That's not the one I was wanting. Let's see. One I was wanting is the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. Second Corinthians, thank you. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3, he said, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. We've got a spiritual battle that's happening. He said, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, there's strongholds. When you look up that first script, one of the first scriptures I read talked about the munition of rocks. That's what it was. It was a stronghold. It was a difficult place to capture. But he said, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. You know, God can give us, He can give us ammunition, He can give us things to fight the spiritual battle that gives us understanding, that gives us knowledge of how to fight the spiritual warfare that God has called us to fight. He said, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Now I want to get another thought on this that came to my mind is intelligence. You know, they have entire teams that work on networking intelligence. what's happening, what the enemy's doing. I got this little thought here, though, on this word imagination it says casting down imaginations. You know, the enemy likes to use imaginings. He likes to use our thoughts. And I don't know about you, but I think I'm normal. But sometimes the enemy can bring some real imaginations to my mind that are really not grounded in factual reality and what's really happening. Does he do that to you? I can build a case up so big in my mind, and it can be so far from the truth. If we fight a warfare that way, how are we going to win? Assumption is a supposition that something is fact or true. Assumption. We can live life that way. We can battle. We can go through our spiritual battles based on assumption, supposing that something is true. What's that going to do for us? We need intelligence. We need knowledge of knowing. And there's no better, greater knowledge than what God has. And what He is able to inspire by the Holy Spirit. You know, with God, it far surpasses what any kind of intelligence does in our world today. God sees, we mentioned last week, God sees beforehand. He sees up ahead. And He's able to speak to us. He's able to prepare us. He's able to help us. There's no greater thing to me than that. But it's very important in our spiritual warfare that we have got the intelligence, the knowledge. And I read a scripture and I couldn't find it this morning, but it was in Proverbs, but it says, "A wise man seeketh after knowledge." In other words, he's not just assuming that this is a certain way, but he's checking into it. He's examining, he's looking and searching in to what he can find to be true and to be noteworthy, and a wise man seeketh knowledge and understanding. And there's another verse that says, "By wise counsel shalt thou make thy war." By wise counsels shalt thou make war. So Lord, help us today to be able to cast down imaginations. I know you probably have them too sometimes, the enemy. But to be able to bring those things down, because they confuse us, they falsify, it's things that are not even true, and sometimes we react upon it, and it's an imagination. Lord, help us today to try to find the knowledge, the facts, the truth. And then we have something that we can battle with. And one place it talked about being girded, let your loins being girded about with truth. Lord, help us to have the knowledge that He wants us to have. So I wanted to mention these things are important for us in our spiritual life. Position. Being armed, being ready, and having the intelligence that God wants us to have. It's very important for us in our lives to have this. And I'm thank the Lord my dream ended on a good note. I found my armament. I had a good position. I want to tell you the feeling that I had. Was so good. I felt prepared. I felt ready for whatever the enemy had. I felt before, you know, I was uncertain. I was looking for my arm, my weapon. I was trying to find a position, couldn't hardly find it. But I found those things. And I was able to face the enemy. You know, I believe God can help us in our lives to find, in our battles that we face, our spiritual battles. Lord, help us to see what's going on. Help us to recognize where the enemy's working. You know, sometimes, you remember, I guess the older ones, what, Desert Storm? To me, it wasn't that long ago, but it's been, what, 20, 30 years now? Anyway, the enemy, and I don't even remember who it was, somewhere over there in where all the trouble's at all most of the time. But they took their junk, old beat up trucks, old things, pieces of machinery, equipment, and they'd make a line out in the desert. And to our satellites, it looked like a convoy. And we had those smart bombs, and it looked like, man, we were just blowing them away. We found out we were blowing up their junk. It was a decoy. We were spending thousands of dollars on their junk. We wasn't gaining anything. But the Lord can help us to pinpoint the strength of the enemy, what he's doing, where he's working at. He can help us to recognize, and he can prepare us and help us. And I do believe this morning that we're on the victory side. I believe the children of God, when all the dust settles, are going to be victorious. And I thank God to be on that side today. Pray for me.